Today we're continuing in part three of our series called Follow, and as I was preparing for today, I was reminded of something that happened to me. Over 13 years ago, my wife and I had gotten married, and I decided to surprise her with our honeymoon to go somewhere cold, because I knew that she would enjoy that, because we both love the snow, and so we love being in the cold, we love going and experiencing the snow, and so picked somewhere for us to go in the cold, in the snow, and we went to this resort. And what was cool about this resort for our honeymoon is there were all sorts of activities that we could do, all sorts of fun snow activities. We could go snow tubing, snowmobiling, horseback riding. I mean, it was just idyllic if you like the cold and like the snow and like doing fun snow activities. And there was one activity that my wife was excited about, and I thought, well, yeah, sure, of course, and it was ice skating. Now, I don't know if you know how ice skating works. There's this sheet of ice, and it's really cold and slippery and hard. And then you're supposed to stand on skates that is this thin blade that goes under your foot. So Rachel, she gets, you know, dressed quickly. She gets her ice skates on. I didn't realize that she competed in the Olympics, because she goes out there and is just like pirouetting and doing all these moves and just spinning around. I'm like, what in the world? You didn't tell me that. But I'm thinking, you know, I went ice skating before when I was younger. I've done rollerblading. I've done skating. I've done this before, so I'll be good. And so I lace up my skates and I go out there and I fell over and over and over and over again. And the reason I fell is not because I don't have good balance. Like, I have good balance. The reason I fell is because you're supposed to balance on these razor thin blades, all right? And I have weak ankles. And if you're gonna be able to ice skate, the one thing that can't be true of you is that you have weak ankles. You've gotta have strong ankles. And here's the thing, why do I tell you that? Because, you know, you would think, well, Matt, why couldn't you ice skate? Listen, ice skating is simple, right? Like, the concept of ice skating is simple. What do? You put on the skates and you put one foot in front of another and you go. It's not complex mentally. But it is not easy if you have weak ankles like me. In fact, in addition to balance, you have to have strong ankles to ice skating. Ice skating is a lot like following Jesus. It's simple. Following Jesus is simple, but not easy. Let me say it again. Following Jesus is a lot like ice skating. It's simple conceptually. What Jesus asks us to do is simple. His commands are really clear. Even a child can understand the things he's telling us to do if we're to follow him. And if you want to know, well, how do I follow him? You simply put into practice the things that he said and you live the life like he lived. You simply follow his example and teaching. Like ice skating, following Jesus is simple, but it is not easy. It's not easy, not because you may have weak ankles, but like weak ankles, following Jesus is not easy because there is one thing that gets in the way of us all being able to follow Jesus easily. And today, I want to talk about what that one thing is. And I don't want to talk about it because I want to talk about it. I don't know if that made sense. I'm not excited to talk about this. It's not fun to talk about. Today is not a touchy-feely, feel-good message, all right? I didn't wake up excited to be here and tell you what I'm gonna tell you. In fact, what I'm about to say may cause some of you to say, well, if that's what following Jesus is, I don't wanna, if those are the strong ankles I've gotta have to follow Jesus, then I'm out. But let me just say too, if you don't like what I'm about to say, don't take it up with me. Take it up with Jesus. Because I'm simply going to read to you Jesus's words. But it is the one thing that we must talk about, because Jesus said if you want to follow him, it must be true of you. And it's the one thing that if it's not true of you, like weak ankles, you won't be able to follow him. It's the ultimate prerequisite. So what is it? Well, right after Jesus has fed over 5,000 people, and there's a crowd surrounding around him that is wanting to just clamor him in. I mean, Jesus is going around doing these miracles and these signs, and people are like, oh, we want Jesus, we want you. We want to be around you. We want to be around you. We want what you have. Jesus turns to the crowd, and he says something, and I want you to hear the one thing that he says must be true of you if you want to follow him. Luke chapter 9, verse 23, then he said to them all, if anyone wants to follow after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. It's not a touchy, feel-good, like, message. Jesus didn't say, oh, you want to follow me? Yeah, just come on. He said, hey, if you want to follow me, deny yourself and take up your cross daily. What's the one thing that keeps us from following Jesus like weak ankles will keep you from ice skating? It's yourself. What's the one thing that'll keep you from following Jesus? It's yourself. What must we do with ourselves? Just like having to strengthen your ankles if you want to ice skate, what do you need to do with yourself? You've got to deny yourselves. Yourself will get in the way of following Jesus, and so you've got to deny yourself. But let's look at a little bit closer at the context of this verse so we really understand what's going on. Remember, there's people that have come to follow Jesus, and they're there seeing all the signs that he's doing, and he's done these signs to help people. We saw this for 7 weeks leading up to Easter, to help people believe. Like, look at who I am. Look at what this shows about my identity. You should believe in who I am because of it. But he knows that people aren't there for the right reasons, and that people are saying, hey, I want to follow you, but he knows they're not there for the right reasons. So he challenges them, and he says, if anyone wants to follow after me, you must deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me. Hey, if anyone wants to follow me, I see you all here, but if you want to keep following me, here's what it's going to require. Here's what you need to do. And it's like they're leaning in and they're like, okay, Jesus, you tell us, we're ready. Is it going to be more eating like we're at a buffet? Is it going to be more what's in it for me type of living? And he simply says, deny yourselves, which they would have understood what he meant, but it wouldn't have been what they were expecting. I mean, come on. If you are trying to lead a movement of people and you're trying to call people to follow you and call people to join you, a lot of times, most of the time, I'd almost say all the time, you wouldn't naturally think, well, let me raise the bar. Normally what happens, if you want to build a movement or you want to have people follow you, it's like, let me make it as easy as possible. Let me lower the bar. Let me lower the standard. But Jesus doesn't do any of that. He says, oh, you want to follow me? Well, then you've got to deny yourselves. And it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What do you mean deny yourself? What does that mean? It means if you're going to follow Jesus, you have to do with yourself the opposite of what oftentimes we do, which is indulge ourselves. Too often, if you're anything like me, you give into your desires. You follow yourself. Paul talked about it as the flesh or the sinful self, the internal desires that we all have. And Jesus is saying, if you're going to follow me, you've got to deny yourself as the leader of your life. You've got to deny yourself as the primary one that you follow in all areas of your life. You've got to submit your desires, your feelings, and everything else that contributes who you are to where you normally just go with whatever that is, and you have to deny the self. Why? Because the self is focused most often on self-preservation, comfort, ease, convenience, pleasure. And if following Jesus is all about becoming who he desires for you to become, and you become like him as you follow him, then you will never become who he desires for you to be by standing still. You will never become who he desires for you to be by following yourself, by staying inside of your comfort zone. And again, this is an especially hard message for today, because we live at a time where convenience and comfort and pleasure is everything. We take selfies with our phones. We don't just have phones that have cameras. We have phones that have cameras that have computers on them. In fact, we just have computers that are in our pockets that happen to make calls, right? If you need food, listen, you don't even have to get out of your bed to get it. If you live by yourself, I don't mean that you can get somebody else to do it for you. I mean, you can just click a button on your app and they'll deliver it to you. And hey, if you need to go to the grocery store, they can deliver it to you. But if you want to go pick it up, you don't have to get out and go into the store. You can just do pickup and they'll bring it out to you. I mean, come on now. I love modern conveniences. I am not anti-modern conveniences, modern technology, and all the comforts and conveniences and pleasures that we have at our disposal. But here's what I will say. If following Jesus is all about self-denial, and every single day what you are marketed to and what is told you that you need and what you constantly and I constantly give into is pleasure, comfort, convenience, ease, then when we hear a message of deny ourselves, it almost sounds heretical. What do you mean deny myself? Man, I give into whatever I want, and whatever I want, I have, and whatever I need, I can have. And what do you mean I need to like tell myself no? Like, that's so anti to the world in which we live today. So Jesus must be off here. Like, what are you talking about, Jesus? Like, I have everything I need at my fingertips, and you're saying that I should deny what is at my fingertips? I don't know. But if there's something that he's calling you to do in following him that would then, in the culture of convenience and ease, keep us from that, he would look at you and look at me and say, hey, deny yourself. And listen, that's a simple command, right? Following Jesus is simple, but it ain't easy. There's nothing easy about that. But Jesus didn't just say deny yourself. He said take up your cross. So if you thought deny yourself was harsh, Jesus goes a step further and he says, hey, take up your cross. And this does not mean, like some people say, oh, it's just the cross I'm bearing. That's not what Jesus was getting at here. When Jesus said, take up your cross, he was referring to, and the first century followers would have known what he was referring to, he was referring to a literal cross. In the first century, the Romans had perfected death by crucifixion. And they would have known, because they would have seen, when a condemned criminal was condemned to be killed by crucifixion, they would have seen what that criminal had to do. And what that criminal would do was take the cross beam of the cross and they would carry it on their back to their place of execution. So when Jesus says, take up your cross, though now on the other side of Jesus's death on the cross, it has meaning. The cross is awesome. But if you would have told the first century followers that, yeah, I get a tattoo of the cross or I wear a cross as jewelry, they'd have been like, what? Like, this is a tool, an instrument of execution. They would have understood that when Jesus said, take up your cross and follow him, after he said, deny yourself, that what Jesus was saying is, hey, if you want to follow me, you've got to deny yourself and be willing to die to yourself. I told you this wasn't a feel-good message this morning, didn't I? Jesus says, if you're going to follow me, the thing that will get in the way is yourself. And if you follow yourself, by nature of what yourself wants, you will not be able to follow Jesus. Because yourself and Jesus are always going, when left to themselves, in two different directions. Because when left to myself, when I don't have Jesus as the priority of my life, and I'm just like, well, hey, let me just let myself lead me, I never walk closer to Jesus. When I just say, hey, whatever I want and what I need, and I'm gonna do what I feel is right and what I think is right, and that's divorced from Jesus, I never go closer to Jesus. Why? Because the self, when we follow it, is antithetical to Jesus, because Jesus said, deny yourself, because he knew where following yourself would lead you. And it leads you away from him. And notice, this is the other thing we need to notice. If you wanna follow Jesus and not have weak ankles, all right? If you wanna follow Jesus and not fall on your face and not feel like, man, following Jesus is impossible, like, you gotta deny yourself, take up your cross. But notice, you have to take up your cross daily. This is not a one-time decision. Oh yeah, I believed in Jesus 20 years ago. Let me tell you, a decision you made 20 years ago has no sustaining power for you to follow Jesus today. Because yourself is really strong. Myself is really strong. And myself, when left to itself, does not want to sacrifice. Myself, when left to itself, does not want to do what Jesus has called me to, because where Jesus is always calling us is outside of our comfort zone. And myself wants to stay in the comfort zone. Myself wants ease. And so when Jesus gives a really simple command when it comes to money, we clam up and we're like, ooh, I don't know about that. Wait, do you not understand it intellectually? Oh, no, I understand it. It's very simple what he's saying. But come on, that's hard. And it is hard. Do you know why it's hard? Because of self. When Jesus makes a really simple command about loving others, and you're like, oh, I don't know about that. Do you not know about it because it's confusing? No, it's not confusing conceptually or intellectually. It's simple. But we clam up at it. Why? Because, oh, man, to love that person, or, oh, man, but what, man, if I'm going to love that person, what does that mean about me? Ah. You see, the commands of Jesus are simple, but they're not easy. Why? Because of self. Self gets in the way. But the call is clear. Regardless of what is hard for us to do to follow Jesus, he calls us to follow him in it, but we won't be able to do it until we deny ourselves. Jesus says, hey, anybody can follow me, right? His offer to follow him is open to all. But it gets narrow when you realize, but I gotta deny myself. Like, the commands of Jesus, if everything being marketed to me throughout my life is comfort, ease, convenience, which I love and I'm all about it, but if I have been programmed to think that, well, then if God were to ask me to do something, it would be comfortable, easy, convenient, simple. You see how that's the rub? And if we wonder what Jesus really meant, did he really mean this? Did his invitation to follow, which includes denying and take up your cross daily, did he really mean that? I just want to jump down to a few verses. If you thought this was tough, get ready, all right? Listen to what Jesus says next. After Luke chapter 9, verse 23, if you go down to Luke chapter 9, verse 57, Jesus interacts with three people. Again, y'all are uncomfortable right now. I see it on your face, all right? It's going to be all right. We're going to do this together. Look at what Jesus says here when three people want to follow him. Look at this, verse 57. As they were traveling on the road, someone said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus told him, foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. So, hey, you say you're going to follow me? Are you willing to be homeless with me? It's like, whoa, I thought I was going to follow you. I was going to come back and live here tonight. Like, we'd go out during the day and, like, do some ministry, but I'm going to come back to, like, What do you mean, Jesus? I said I'll follow you wherever you go, but I guess I meant that. I'm supposed to say that. And so Jesus calls him on it, right? Then he said to another, Jesus did, hey, follow me. Lord, he said, first let me go bury my father. But he told him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and spread the good news of the kingdom of God, which is like, man, his dad just died. Jesus, chill out. Like, come on. Let him go to the funeral. Like, geez, like, come on, Jesus, this seems a little extreme. Another said, I will follow you, Lord, verse 61. But first, let me go and say goodbye to those at my house. But Jesus said to him, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Now, what's going on here? Is Jesus saying that there's anything wrong with going to a funeral? No. Is Jesus saying that you shouldn't like tell your parents bye before you, you know, go do something? No. Is Jesus saying that, man, every person who says they're gonna follow me needs to renounce all worldly possessions and not have any modern conveniences, and man, they need to go be homeless to follow Jesus? No, that is not what is happening here. What is happening here is Jesus is showing, if you're gonna follow me and say you're gonna follow me, then you need to realize that following me is gonna involve you denying yourself and being willing to die to yourself, so that if I were to call you to do anything, you would say, hey, whatever it is you call me to, Jesus, I'm willing to go all in because I've seen the value of who you are. I've seen how worthy you are, and I'm willing to do it, and I'm not gonna let myself get in the way. That's what Jesus is saying in these three examples. Hey, like, you wanna follow me? Jesus is saying, well, come on. You wanna follow me? Okay, well, understand what that means. The call to follow Jesus is a call to deny yourself and die to yourself, so that whatever he calls you to do, your yes is on the table before he gives you the specifics. That's what Jesus is calling us to. Because when you come to Jesus, he becomes the leader of your life. Why does he call us to deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow him? Because he knows that that's what we were made for. We were made for loving him more than loving ourselves. And he knows that denying ourselves is the pathway to true living. He knows that it may cost you everything, but it's the best dollars you would ever spend in giving him your life. And why did he call his followers to follow him like this? Because he knew what it would require of people that were gonna join him on his mission. The mission to reach the world for Christ could not happen with half-hearted, half-devoted followers, because death was going to face them. And guess what? For 11 out of 12 of them, death was a certainty. And when death came to them, they didn't clam up. They didn't back out. Why? Because they had already died to themselves. They had already denied themselves. And so what Jesus is calling us all to is to deny the internal pull of self, because self is so strong. And you cannot follow yourself and Jesus at the same time. You cannot follow yourself and Jesus at the same time. Following Jesus is so simple, but it's not easy. And you might say, well, Matt, you have not made it any easier. Hello, I know. If anything, it's discouraging, right? It's like depressing. It's like, well, if that's what it means to follow Jesus, who can do it? If that's what it means to follow Jesus, that sounds miserable. If that's what it means to follow Jesus, like, come on, Jesus. That's not the way to build a team. But do you know what Jesus knew? He knew that you couldn't follow him on your own. He didn't water down or lower the standards of what it meant to follow him. Instead, he made sure that you would have all that you need to do it. And do you know what you need to follow Jesus? Jesus, after he died and rose again and appeared to his followers, he then told his followers to go into all the world and share the gospel. But first, he told them to go and wait on the Holy Spirit. Because of who the Holy Spirit was going to be for them. And I want you to see what Jesus promised in John chapter 14. John chapter 14, starting in verse 15. You're going to love this. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commands, or you will follow me. Hey, if you love me, you will follow me. But he knows that we can't follow him on our own. So here's what Jesus does. Look at verse 16. He says, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor or comforter or advocate or helper, some translations may say, okay, to be with you forever. He is the Spirit of truth. The world is unable to receive him because it doesn't see him or know him, but you do know him because he, get this, remains with you and will be in you. Now, come on now. This is so good. What did Jesus say? What did Jesus say that you must do if you're going to follow him? You must deny yourself. Why? Because yourself is powerful. And where is yourself? Well, yourself is yourself, but you feel like it's something inside of you. And what Jesus says is, I know you're not going to be able to follow me because of self, because of something inside of you that wants something other than Jesus. So what I'm going to do, he says, is I'm going to put my Spirit inside of you, so that there's someone more powerful than self within you. Amen. And what is the Holy Spirit's job? It's to help you follow Jesus. If I could simplify, what is the Holy Spirit's role? It's simply this, to help you follow Jesus. He's to show you truth, convict you of sin, show you how to live, to help you follow Jesus. So do you see this? What Jesus has called you to do, he has empowered you to do. Though it feels so hard, though it feels so difficult, and it is, you don't have to do it on your own. It's the equivalent of getting an ankle transplant if you want to ice skate and you have weak ankles, which is what I need if I'm ever going to ice skate. What you need and what I need is a helper, an advocate, a comforter, a counselor, someone who could help you follow Jesus. And every single person who has trusted in Jesus, given their life to him, not because I want it to be true or say it's true, but because Jesus promised it. Look again at verse 17. He remains with you and will be in you. Jesus is speaking of future tense because when Jesus was on earth and he was saying these things, the Holy Spirit had not yet come to indwell and live within believers. Why? Because Jesus was still on earth. And Jesus says, when I go, I will send. The Father will give. Jesus ascended, and the Holy Spirit came to indwell every follower of Jesus to do what? To help you follow Jesus. Like, that's good news. Like, if you feel like, man, I love Jesus, but this feels impossible to deny myself and die to myself. I mean, come on, man, I have every modern convenience available to me. And so if Jesus calls me to give up one of those modern conveniences, or if Jesus just calls me to do this and it flies in the face of what I've been trained to do, how will I do that? He sends the Holy Spirit to you. And so how do you follow Jesus? Well, we already know this. Like, how do you practically do it? Well, it's just following his example and his teaching. But no, it's like, Matt, come on now. How do I deny myself? Like, how do I do that? Look at the screen right here. Here, two steps. You ready? Deny yourself, number one, and then depend on the Spirit. You want to follow Jesus? And you know what it is? It's putting into practice the things he said and living the life like he lived. Yeah, but Matt, how do I do it? Because it's hard. You deny yourself and you depend on the Spirit. Deny yourself and depend on the Spirit. And here's what I want you to see. There is a symbiotic relationship going on between the two. Because here's a question. How do you depend more on the Spirit? You deny yourself. Well, but how do I deny myself? You depend on the Spirit. Yeah, but how do I depend on the Spirit? You deny yourself. Yeah, but man, I don't know if I can deny yourself. I know you can't, so you depend on the Spirit. Yeah, but if I depend on the Spirit, like, how do I? You deny yourself. But how do I deny myself? You depend on the Spirit. The Apostle Paul in Ephesians talks about being filled with the Spirit. In other parts, we read to walk in step with the Spirit. That every single day, you would be depending more and more on the Spirit of God that lives within you to guide you and to lead you. And let me tell you what the Spirit of God will do in you if you're truly depending on him. He will lead you to follow Jesus more fully, because his one job is to help you become more like Jesus. You become more like Jesus by following him. He wants to empower you to follow Jesus. So how do you depend on the Spirit? You do deny yourself, but you every single day, because remember, take up my cross daily. You wake up every single day and you say, Lord, I want to follow you. You carve out time in your life where you're able to just focus on him, and you tell him, I want to depend on your Spirit. You pray, you spend time in God's word, and then you just ask, I want to depend on your Spirit. So God, as I am walking, living, breathing, and going to work and going to school and going different places, would you just help me be sensitive to your nudges and your promptings? Because if I am out and about and I've denied myself and I'm depending on your Spirit, then there will be times that I'm gonna be out and about and you're gonna prompt me, you're gonna nudge me to do certain things when it comes to following you. And here's what's amazing. As hard as it may feel right now, as difficult as it may feel right now to follow Jesus, when we talk conceptually about all these things, it is difficult if you're not denying yourself and depending on the Spirit. But when you depend on the Spirit of God within you and deny yourself, you will be able to follow Jesus. The last 10%, you know what's amazing? Is it's not just that when you depend on the Spirit, you will be able to deny yourself, which will allow you to follow Jesus. But when you depend on the Holy Spirit within you, you will be able to follow Jesus in ways that you never knew were possible, because his job is to conform you, is to bring you, is to lead you. And so if you can't understand how that's even possible, I understand. But I'm challenging you to depend on the Spirit and deny yourself and be open to how God's Spirit would lead you. And you're like, well, Matt, I don't know. This sounds kind of weird. Like, how do I know if it's God's Spirit leading me to do something or the pizza I ate last night? That's a good question. The Spirit of God will never contradict the Word of God. Amen. The Spirit of God will never contradict the Word of God. And so if the Spirit of God is leading you to do something, you can be sure that he's leading you to become more like Jesus and to put into practice some of those things that Jesus is calling you to do, and they will always square with God's word. Why? Because the Holy Spirit, John tells us that Jesus said in verses 15 and 16, is the Spirit of truth, not of falsehood, not of lies. And so this morning, my prayer for all of us, man, if you want to follow Jesus, and I believe you do, I don't think you'd, you know, maybe you were invited here and it's your first time, or maybe you've been away from God for a long time, but if you're here, I think there's at least a part of you that wants to follow Jesus. Many of you have been following him for a long time, and it's like, Matt, how do I deny myself? How do I die to myself? It's depending on the Spirit. How do you depend on the Spirit? You deny yourself and seek God. And I just believe if we collectively will get to the place where we're like, yes, we want to follow Jesus, we're ready, but we don't know how, when we realize that our heavenly Father, Jesus says, has given us the Spirit of God to help us, it challenges us to depend and surrender more fully to him and then to watch what he does. So, for the next few weeks, we're gonna get specific at a few specific things that a follower of Jesus is characterized by. We're gonna look at some specific things that Jesus is saying, hey, if you're gonna follow me, here's some things. Today we saw what must be true. We saw we can't have weak ankles, so we can't just follow ourselves. We've got to deny ourselves and die to ourselves. But what are those specific things? We're going to look at several things over the coming weeks of what it looks like. And here's the good news. When it seems like I can't do it or that's too hard, you can know that if you've trusted Christ, the Holy Spirit lives within you to empower you to do it. You can deny yourself and depend on the Spirit. And when it seems hard, you can know that your heavenly Father knew that and gave you the gift of the Holy Spirit so that you can follow Jesus. Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much that what you've called us to, you've empowered us to do. You don't call us to do anything that you don't first empower us to, and God, I thank you for that. I pray for those that are here this morning or watching online that are like, this is hard teaching. Like, how do I deny myself? I can't even get to the other things. How do I deny myself? Lord, I pray that they would realize that you've given us the Holy Spirit. And I thank you for that. So, Father, would we be a group of people that is characterized by, first and foremost, denying ourselves and depending on your Spirit? And God, would you sort out the rest if we're just following that way? Thank you, Father. Help us to run to you, to depend on you, to not try to do it on our own. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, let's stand and let's sing this final song. If you want to respond this morning, if you saw those baptisms this morning, you're like, man, I've been putting it off for too long. It's my time. Or if you have something going on that you need prayer for, we would love to pray for you. But let's sing together. And let's respond. We have leaders here at the front if you would like to pray.